Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hey, I guess I'm on.
Oh, fucking Blog Talk Radio. Jesus Christ. Get your shit together, will ya? I'm paying you fucking money. Come on. All right, folks. I'm going to see if I can bring Zigzag in here. Head to group call. With video.
Zigzag.
It's Rufus. You there?
I'm here, Ruf. I'm here.
Holy shit.
Take two.
I think we're on air. I can't see your gorgeous face.
I'm trying to get it to go here. You might have to give me a second. It says my video is turned off. Then when I click it to turn it on, it still says my video is turned off.
Well, we do know the universe is against us.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. So anyways, we'll figure this out. Sorry that I was a little late to the show. I banged my knee up pretty good trying to get over here to the chair.
Oh, damn. Is your knee all right?
Yeah, I'm just giving it all up for the show, dude. That's what I do. Give it all up for the show.
Cool.
You know what? I was thinking we need to do a new bit on the show that I want to call Billy Corgan in the News.
Uh-oh. Must be good news.
You know, I don't really know if he's in the news or not. I just was curious to see if we did a Google search what it would say about Billy Corgan. Do you mind if I Google him real quick?
No, go for it. I'm sure he doesn't mind.
You know, the deal is I'm not sure why I hate Billy Corgan, but I'm definitely sure that I do.
Huh.
Is that weird?
Yeah, that is weird. The other thing that's weird is it looks like... I guess we're all still on, I don't know, the Blog Talk Radio on Skype is really fucking with my mind right now. I don't know if we're all, or both of us are on air or not. I can't fucking tell.
See, I don't really know how to do it unless we are, unless I call in as host using their Skype thing.
Yeah, we had it down to a science, you know, back in the day.
Yes, we did.
I mean, I called in as host. I never used their Connect deal. I always just called in the phone number with Skype. And then either you called in or I called you, but it always fucking worked. So I don't fucking know.
Here I come.
That's what she said, but never to me.
There we go.
Hello.
Can you see me?
I can.
All right.
My God.
The question is Blog Talk Radio hearing me? That's what really sucks.
Yeah, that's true. I hardly recognize you. It's been so long.
Really? Looking that aged, am I? That ancient.
No, just different.
You're that close to a corpse.
You're more Hispanic than I recall.
Yeah, actually, I'm actually, there's a guy sitting in for me. I have a Mexican guy sitting in for me, but I'm actually, I'm upstairs doing the show on the phone, but I got a Mexican guy sitting in front of the thing here. You know, did you think any more about saving the world with our vape food?
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't, like, ponder it, try to figure it out because I'm not a chemist or anything, but it would be good.
Well, you know, I looked it up, and there is, like, you can get banana nut bread and shit like that, but I did not see any, like, roast beef and asparagus or, like, turkey dinner, shit
really?
Like that. Shit that I think people would want to eat through their vape system.
Yeah, I don't think people want, like, ingredients. Nobody wants to vape an ingredient. They want to vape a meal. I want to vape
a whole meal.
Right. I don't want to have to vape a tomato, vape a onion, vape some lunch meat. Just mix that vape together. That's what I want.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know what? I could. This is how I envision it. It's like a commercial is a bunch of people sitting around a table, right, with their vape pen stuffed in their face,
mm-hmm.
all looking down. You know how like retarded people on vapes do? They look super sketchy because you have to like keep the vape down.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, like, it's like while you're using a vape, you look like a pervert automatically. Like,
you
don't
do.
Notice me.
You look
I'm
creepy.
I'm using a vape over here and masturbating.
it's gonna be like one of those terms like, oh, he's a vapor. No.
Exactly. It'll have a negative connotation.
Like on dating sites, check it off. Do you vape? Yes. Out. No.
So a bunch of family members sitting around a thing, and they're like, oh, dad's eating his, you know. They're all, actually, let's just say they're all partaking in, we'll just say roast beef and mashed potatoes with all that good shit. And little Johnny's kind of like left out. He's like, oh, I don't even like roast beef and mashed potatoes. And then they could just be like, little Johnny, we got a little vape for you right here with a hot dog in it. Got hot dog flavor in it.
A hot dog vape.
We should see if we could sell that to Wick.
I bet we could. It's got to be cheaper than real food for kids.
You know what? We can infuse it with a bunch of vitamins and shit. So it's like the most efficient delivery to vitamins to your system is like straight through your lungs.
Fuck yeah. Vitamins and nutrients. Your lungs are nothing but absorbent meat. I mean, you just suck it in.
Right. Yes. We're taking out the middleman.
No,
you don't even need meat anymore.
You know, you don't need to buy food or multivitamins. Just buy the fucking vape. It tastes like a goddamn hot dog and you get all kinds of nutrients. And it's like nutrients you don't get from a hot dog. We can infuse it with, like, you know...
Fluoride.
What do they call those?
Yeah, I mean, fluoride to strengthen up your future mess teeth. I mean, I think that, you know, obviously, if you're sitting around with your families vaping your meal, you know what would be awesome, dude? If we could get a guy on death row to have his last meal in a vape.
In the gas chamber.
He vaped his last meal.
He's in the gas chamber, and they have, like, whatever kills him, and they also put in, like, a hot dog vape. So he, like, died with a smile
God.
On his face.
Yes, the stuff that he breathes to kill him is flavored whatever we call our corporation that makes food-flavored vape product.
Food-flavored vape product for the prison industry.
Bulk. We'll just sell him in, like, 55-gallon drums.
That's right.
I think we're on to something. I really do.
Of course we are. Jesus Christ. We're always on to something.
I'll see if I can get chicken nuggets and... You know what, though, dude? I wonder if we could get, like, recipes like, hey, Wendy's flavored single with cheese.
Well, yeah, you could
trademark flavors.
Dude, there's all kinds of brand partnerships you could do with that. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, some little... you could, like, be at a Starbucks or an airport fucking gift shop... And you get a Wendy's tube that you just break in half and sniff it, and it's a fucking cheeseburger, you know?
That would be awesome. You don't even have to wait in line.
No. Fuck no.
Oh, man. Fat people are going to love us.
Yes, they are.
Fat people love us already, but they're going to even love us more. Now that we've saved their lives.
We have.
Forget lap band. We got fucking vape food.
That's where people get nasal bands. I've been vaping too much, so I got this left nostril.
Well, no, those vapors, they suck you. They, like, put them in that machine and suck it through your mouth. So, I mean, you got to get the flavor there.
That's right. But surely,
you could
vape
in your sleep.
You could, like one of those CPAP machines. Just,
yes!
You put a cartridge in it. You have breakfast before you fucking wake up. You wake up ready to go.
Coffee smelling good, right? It's fucking eggs and bacon and coffee. You're fucking set up. You wouldn't even want to get out of bed. Lay in your bed as the meat sack that you are, vaping up fucking meals all day.
That's right. So before you go to sleep, you plug in the Denny's branded cartridge, and before you wake up,
late night,
Waffle
House.
The waffle. You've already had that. What do they call it? The Grand Slam. I woke up for the Grand Slam.
Fucking A right. God damn it. Denny's, call us now. We've got something for you.
Yes.
Biscuits and gravy flavored.
That'd be my favorite. I just want the gravy flavored.
I wonder what the easiest one to make would be. smoked ham probably or something like that.
Probably the smoked meats because they kind of produce their own vape. You just got to capture it.
That's true. You're right. We just cook it down into like some nugget of charcoal and take all the grease out.
It'll be like on the street. It'll be like brisket hash.
As of right now, dude, I don't know if there is any, if there is any like FDA shit on that vape liquid. Is there? I mean, do they have to go through a whole rigmarole?
I mean, I guess it's got to be approved because you can buy it, but I don't know how or why. I mean, the long-term studies are out on whether it's healthy or not, but I think the FDA has at least said, okay.
Okay. It's not tobacco, but okay.
That's right. The taxpayers will live long enough to pay us some money. They can smoke it.
Well, you know what? If we find out that it's bad for you when they're in like 40 years, then we'll sue the vape people then.
Exactly.
But now it's good for you.
We'll put a lien on
it. I like we could have a whole line of fucking caffeinated vape shit and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about our show, like I often do, and our whole being a Zigzag, and I was thinking, or not Zigzag, Hypersloth, and I was thinking that, like, Zigzag, my alter ego, is like my safe place. You know, like people have traumatic stuff happen to them.
Yes.
I think that I just go into Zigzag mode and find my safe place. I'm free to be whoever I want.
It's kind of the opposite with me for Rufus. I like to become Rufus and do all the mean, nasty shit that I can't do as a normal civilian. I don't want to go into detail.
Give me one example of one neat, mean and nasty thing that you've done.
Well,
hard to believe.
Yeah, you're true. I mean, you're right. I'm not mean and nasty.
Hey, is that egg smell out of your house yet?
Oh, my God, dude. It was still there a little bit.
I knew that. Remember I said a couple of weeks ago, I said, you got to watch out for those stray eggs.
Yes, you did. And
where did they find it? Do you remember where you hid the one that you didn't find now, or you'll never know?
I'll never fucking know. They just came in. One of them had it stashed, and they gutted it. And goddamn, it fucking stunk. And it got down between the couch cushions. Luckily, I mean, what saved us is it was a leather couch. So it could wipe that off. It didn't, like, soak into the fucking fabric, you know? But it was still there this morning, even after just unloaded chemical after chemical on it. And it was so slimy and nasty and there were pieces of the shell.
How were the dogs feeling after trying to eat this thing? Or did they just bite it open and, like, run away from it?
No, whenever I realized what was going on, I had to stop the dog from eating it. That's how I walked in and I smelled this stench to my right and I looked over and here's our little dumbass dog eating this rotten egg. And he's like trying to, he cracked it open and it fell down between the couch cushions and he's trying to get at it.
He's trying to get it.
And he's
mashing it in as good as he can.
Exactly. It's got like hanging off his fucking face, all this disgusting slime. So he had a blast.
What a good boy.
Yeah, good boy. But,
no stomach ache or anything for him, huh?
That dude is some of the nastiest.
He'll be shitting blood in a week.
Yeah, he'll eat it. He'll eat the bloody shit and enjoy it.
Well, sorry I got off topic there, but here we go. Smashing Pumpkins announced their first acoustic tour. Apparently, it looks like here that Billy Corgan could no longer afford his rent, so he sold his giant stacks of Marshall amps to pay for crack cocaine addiction.
Huh. Wow.
I never knew.
Well, the catch 22 there is who the fuck would watch them play acoustic? I mean, why?
I have no, how could it even sound?
Not good.
I think they should put the Smashing Pumpkins in quotes because it's just Billy Corgan. It looks like to me.
It is. I think those other guys, you could almost say that like Billy Corgan's like the ringleader, but I think the other guys at this point, because he's such a sad douchebag, that they're like doing him favors. They're like, yeah, we're successful in other bullshit, but God, we feel so bad for you. Yeah, we'll do something. Just,
you can't grow up.
What should I play? Yeah, you got Peter Pan syndrome, except you're...
Well, I guess he's a total douchebag when they were in the studio because obviously he was the Smashing Pumpkins in his own mind, and maybe he was. I don't really know. I don't know much about the Smashing Pumpkins other than Billy Corgan looks like Uncle Fester. But I would say he would like write a song, you know, because in his true brilliance, he was on Howard Stern, he was talking about it. he would write a song in like 20 minutes and then like go in and tell them that the whole song had to be done in like 4 hours.
Wow.
And would be like, well, I wrote it in 20 minutes. I mean, but you know how songwriting is. I could write a song right here in fucking 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And be like, now write a fucking song around this, you cocksuckers.
Exactly. Fucking idiot.
And I'm guessing that they made him brilliant. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. And he takes all the credit. I've never understood. I mean, in all my years of being in bands, and I've only been in two, only one of them good, called Hyper Sloth.
All right. I like the sound of that.
I've never understood the whole I am the band, you guys work for me fucking attitude. I mean, like, that's not creativity. Creativity is fucking mashing your heads together and being like trying to come up with something you can't come up with alone. I don't want.
Here's the deal. You're not going to get the best work out of somebody by saying, hey, you're not part of this. This is mine.
Right.
Now, you know, do this. I mean,
no.
I would be like, fuck you, dude. I'll do a half-assed job, I guess, but that'll be good enough. You won't know any better because you obviously can't do what I do.
Exactly. Exactly. And all this other, I mean, we're talking about musicians. All those other guys are creative, too. So they got to be like, fuck,
no wonder they were on drugs.
Right. Well,
that's a perfect play for drug addiction.
That's true.
I mean, one guy died of drugs, right?
Did he?
Didn't the one guy died of drugs, like, right after they went on some reunion tour, like 4 days in or something?
God damn. Well, good for him.
Well, I mean, he's like, I can't deal with Billy. I think I'd rather be dead. So he just killed himself.
Exactly.
Let's see. I think it was a keyboard player. Smash Gate Pumpkins.
I didn't even know they had it.
The more I think about it, the gayer the name is, too. Keyboard. I'm having trouble typing today, Rufus.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Dies of apparent drug overdose, blah, blah, blah. Found dead at a hotel. The drummer, Jimmy Chamberlain, was arrested on drug possession the same night. Yeah, they were supposed to be a sold-out show scheduled for Madison Square Garden.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ. That's pretty fucking dramatic. If you're going to go out, I guess that's the way.
That's true. Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather do it during the show? I mean, give them their fucking money's worth. Do it during the show.
Why don't more people, like, more of these, like, hardcore drug addict rock stars die during shows? That never happens. I think I've heard of one story where somebody collapsed on stage. I remember that. That was a few.
Is that Keith Moon?
I don't remember who that was. Keith Moon. Oh, man. No.
He didn't die, though. He just fucking took... Well, they said he took an elephant tranquilizer and fucking played... This is so crazy. If you ever see the footage, he, like, is playing, then they take a break, and he gets all fucking sloppy, and they take him backstage, and they probably give him a bunch of fucking blow or something, because then he comes out and fucking rallies for, like, 10 minutes.
Oh,
like, total rally. And then he fucking, like, just falls over face first into the fucking drum kit. It's classic.
God.
It couldn't even if it was a skit, it couldn't have been fucking done any better.
That's insane.
I guess real life is better than skits in most ways, unless we're writing the skit, of course.
Yeah. What you drinking there? What you got?
This is just Powerade and 7-Up.
Wow, that's an interesting mix. Is it good?
The green Powerade with the 7-Up is better.
Yeah?
But they didn't have any. It's like every time I go to get a fucking Powerade and they don't have the one that I want, I switch to another flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I finally get used to that flavor, they like stop carrying it or making it for some reason. I don't know if it's my own personal reality that is fucking I'm perpetuating that in my mind. So I tell myself to stop that. Stop believing that they're going to be out of your favorite flavor because they're never going to let you down.
Now, it's because you're the only smart one in your fucking geographical demo. So everybody else is drinking the shit flavors and they're like, well, we better put more shit flavor in.
You're exactly right. That's a funny that you said that because when I was standing there not seeing the melon flavor that I just learned to like, I was thinking it's because all these fucking cocksuckers want this red or this purple shit.
That's right.
Fucking ignorant assholes.
They're dumb. They're drinking for color. I like purple. Purple in my
right. Well, purple matches my fingernails in the back of my neck. I like the red one.
The tattoo on my lower back
well,
is
then you would think that more of them would drink the green to match the green around the fucking their gum line.
Yeah, or the maroon around their buttholes. I don't know what that means.
Right, yes. What? Hey, dude, I just want to say I want to give you a shout out. Are you cripping out today, it looks like.
Cripping? Oh, no. No, this is my new thing. It's not crip, it's Brit.
Is that your new thing?
No, well,
I was going to say, you know what? I was going to give you more of a comment. Instead of Brett Michaels, I was going to say little Sammy Hagar.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm not going to argue that.
I knew you would. And you're friends with his son.
No. we had some emails. So, yeah.
Did you? I thought you guys, it sounded like you shared a moment.
Well, I thought we did, and then I never got another email. So.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
You should have never sent a picture of your balls.
Well, it was my taint. Not the balls.
Did it say love, Rufus?
I shaved into my chain hair.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you know what it was?
I shaved the red rocker into my chain hair.
I was going to say him. You probably had a tattoo of the red rocker on your taint. Which you said is like the ultimate tribute.
That's right. It said I can't drive 55.
But I can take 9. I can take a solid 9.
A solid 9. Wow.
I think anybody could take a limp 9, couldn't they?
Coil it up like a rope. I can take it.
I guess it's more like a limp 3.5.
It's more like
depends how many folds in it.
It's like half a Vienna sausage.
That's what she said.
She was grateful.
You know what? Yeah, I didn't know that you didn't foster that anymore, in that relationship with Eddie's son. You think it was real? Sammy, did I say Eddie?
Yeah.
I was thinking Wolfie. I had Wolfie on the brain.
Yeah, yeah. He's like in my email list. And so now every time that I'm like on LinkedIn or one of these social networks and they're suggesting friends, they're like, oh, Aaron Hagar, you should be his friend. And I'm like, no, I shouldn't.
He dumps me. That fucker broke my heart.
He did. He broke my tank.
I thought I had it in on the red rocker.
Yeah, I did.
You know,
that poor guy.
I'm
how many times? How many times does he get to know somebody who's just like, oh, hey, can you hook me up with your dad's phone number?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
No, shit. I mean, he's got to be.
How about just a free bottle of tequila?
That's right. Apparently, that tequila's got. I've never actually had it.
I have not either. I mean, I'm sure it's fine. I don't know. I've never had two tequilas that tasted different. A tequila, to me, just tastes like fucking tequila. I mean, it's just got a flavor like old weak coffee that's been sitting in the fucking sun for a week.
I haven't had tequila in so long, I have no, like, frame of reference for its taste. I have, it's kind of...
That's how much you enjoy it.
Is it, like, syrupy and kind of sweet and...
No.
No?
No. You've got margarita mixed up with tequila.
Oh.
Because tequila is fucking bitter and nasty. It's made out of a fucking root ball. You know? I mean, how good could it possibly fucking taste?
Well.
Tastes like dirt. Imagine dirt with burro piss on it. Then you got yourself a tequila shot.
Burro piss tequila.
That's a brand name right there.
That's a brand name. I can see that on a sticker.
I can see that on a fake T-shirt on the Hypersloth store.
I could. I'm going to jot it down.
Maybe burro piss tastes good, though. I don't know. I'll have to find out. Let's call someone in a donkey show and ask them.
What does burro piss taste like? We could have a...
It tastes like tequila.
Our seasonal could be a burro semen tequila, I guess.
Oh, delicious. With a side, on the side.
It's got
like
to come
a mayonnaise.
With, oh, my God. It's like a mayonnaise. Jesus.
I guess a burro is. Oh, yes, I did.
So
you got that chicken coop all wrapped up, those little chicks home and just chilling out in their new house?
No, I'm not done with the coop. They're living on the back patio now because it's enclosed and screened in, and they're too big to keep in the house. I still got to make...
Are they in a cage?
They have a cage. It's the old dog cage. We had a big, like, dog cage, and we kept the dogs in, like, I don't even
right.
remember why. But so, I mean, each one's about that big, you know? They're getting unmanageable.
Uh-oh.
And they're starting to flap their wings.
You should have canceled the show to work on the cage before I call CPS on you for abusing these chicks.
Oh, they're not abused.
Chick Protective Services.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll be here all week. You got to try. If you don't throw the bad ones, dude, you don't get the good ones either.
That's true. But, no, so I've got to make the frame is done. All the chicken wire is up. I just got to make the door, and I haven't done that yet. It's been raining here, so I'm like, fuck doing anything.
I'll tell you what, your connection's like night and day.
Is it better?
I think so. Don't you think so?
I think the delay is pretty much non-existent.
Oh, the picture's like a million times better on my end.
Really? Because, like, my picture looks pretty sketchy, but your picture looks like a fucking HD movie.
See, I think that's probably how it is on both of them.
Right. So
you
that,
know what I mean? I don't know why.
That Cat 6 cable is doing the trick, I guess, and maybe the new service as well.
It's like you've invented Cat. You just made Cat 5 obsolete by saying Cat 5 sucks on the Hypersloth Happy Hour.
Never get to Cat 5. I mean, really, before the show, I've noticed the difference because I could hardly stream a video in here. It would get real choppy and weird. But with the Cat 6 cable, it's smooth as butter.
Where did you get this Cat 6 cable? Was it on sale at Radio Shack or Walmart or this Cat 5, I mean? I don't think I've even seen a Cat 5 cable.
Amazon. Got it from Amazon.
Turns out that Camp Cat 5 cable was just like a misrun of a bunch of Cat 6 that they just decided to fucking sell anyways, probably.
It's like the cable you buy it.
Cat 6.
It's the cable you buy it.
I don't know the difference.
You buy it at Ross.
Yeah, exactly. Marshalls.
We accidentally made
Goodwill.
The Cat 5.
I think they sell the Cat 5 to third world countries.
I think they donate it.
Just well, you had pretty good internet service, though, when you lived in Nicaragua, didn't you?
I did, surprisingly enough. Yeah. Yeah, it was really good.
Everything was Wi-Fi, wasn't it? Didn't it seem like most of the shit was Wi-Fi?
Well, it's interesting there that I haven't seen here is, like, whenever you hook up with an internet company, their modem is a Wi-Fi modem. So they put the modem in, and it's automatically – it's got, like, a router built into it. But every service I've had here is, like, they give you the modem, and then you got to go buy a router. And so for some reason in Nicaragua, it was you know, you got the modem and the router in one, so you could have it everywhere. I think that's mainly
because one is not good without the other.
It's not good without the other, especially if you're living in a home that's made of stone and concrete and you can't easily, like, you know, maneuver wires and shit. So I guess Wi-Fi is better there.
Now, have you heard from your old friend, David Lee? Did you think about contracting him to help with your chicken shack at all?
No, I haven't. Not with the chicken shack.
Oh, did you leave it on weird terms with David Lee?
What? No, I didn't at all. I mean, we're very friendly. I just haven't spoken to him because he's so apocalyptic and preachy. I mean, he's – bless his heart, man.
You're missing out because you're not allowing that connection to happen?
No. I mean, in an anthropological sort of scientific way, I'd love to dig into this dude's fucking brain. But – I mean, he thinks he's on a heavenly sent mission to, like, save me and my family. And, no.
Just your family? Or, like, hopefully other families as well?
The world in general, yeah.
I mean, the world in general?
Yeah, the guy is a really nice guy, but I just want something
to
come.
Let it out. It's a safe place.
Well, like, my wife doesn't get it because at the time she was substitute teaching most of the time. I was here stuck with the guy, which is great. Like I said, the nice guy, but man, he got into his moments, and I'm sure I paid him for a 6-hour day when he maybe worked 2 and talked to me 4 about Jeebus.
No fucking way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I
you, like, became the worker, and he became the preaching foreman while you were, like, trying to get the work done?
I wasn't.
He's giving a sermon?
Yeah, basically. But, I mean, so he's a really nice guy. I don't dislike the guy at all. But, dude, it's a workout listening to
something. So, I I don't dislike the guy. Ugh. I think that pretty much says it all. I don't think anyone's ever said, I don't dislike the guy. Ugh. And was like, yeah, the guy's all right, really. If you're using ugh when you describe me to people, don't bother calling me.
Oh, Zigzag? Ugh. He's great.
Right, exactly. I got enough people that do that.
You should do that in a job interview. What do you see yourself in 5 years? I'd like to be working for this company.
I can see myself here in 5 years.
That's right. I really love your products.
You've got a great operation here. I like your hair.
That's right. How do I look in this dress? Great.
Is this your family? Good looking crew.
Jesus Christ.
I think rolling your eyes is the same thing, though, isn't it?
It is. It is. That's why I did that. It's because I have sunglasses on. So you can't.
Oh, my God. God bless David Lee. I mean, you know, his version of reality, wouldn't you love to just maybe be able to step into somebody's fucking brain for 2 minutes and see what they're seeing? That, I mean, that would be fucking crazy.
I would. And I would like to, like, just have blind faith in something, in any, even if it does turn out to be true, just blind faith and know for certain, God damn it, this shit is fucking real, and fuck all you motherfuckers who say it's not. I'm too wishy-washy. I'm like, well, no, I can't be real because of this and that. On any
right.
Even shit that I believe in, I'm constantly like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
But, I mean, he's got down to like science, but it's all just quoting the Bible, right? Or is it like number play and shit, too?
Did
he was like putting like astrological shit into it or not?
Dude, he was into some weird... It was more like prophecy, which is a little different than just quoting the Bible. I mean, he was like numerology with the Bible, prophecy with the Bible. He didn't take sides. He wasn't like the Jews and the Christians. He kind of, in a weird way, right, considered himself like a Jew and a Christian. He was all into studying the Jewish stuff, the Muslim stuff. He was very well read.
But I think you have to, you know what I mean, if you're really going to get into the Bible and want to understand the Bible. You've got to understand the religions in the early part of the Bible, otherwise it's almost senseless.
Well, yeah, because it's 2,000 years old, so you better know what the fuck was going on 2,000 years ago. But on the one hand, it's really intriguing. A lot of times whenever he was talking to me about shit, I felt like I was in, like, an Indiana Jones movie because he was talking about, like, all these strange fucking mysteries and coincidences and prophecies about what's happening now. And I was like, yeah, uh-huh. So I admit I encouraged
him. It was like a storytelling time.
That's right. Tell me more.
No wonder you quit. You just listen to him. It's, like, better than watching TV. He didn't even have to work. Did he act it out, too?
Oh, yeah. No. Whenever I say that, you know, he'd quote, unquote, work a six-hour day but talk for those hours, it wasn't like I was annoyed. I was like, oh, really? Huh? Okay, cool. Even though I knew that, you know, he's pretty much kind of making it up. But he was such
He thought he fucking person. Had you. He thought he had you, I bet.
Right. And that's exactly why I don't want the guy back, because he did think he had me. And he doesn't understand that I was really just kind of observing him like I might somebody in a zoo.
Like a psychologist?
Yeah. But I was still intrigued. But
right.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were ever in any danger when he was around?
Never. Especially when he was holding me.
Oh, that's a beautiful thought.
He had such
I could just see you like, you could like Madonna in Christ. You laid out, or David Lee in your arms. You know what I mean?
I remember
see that. That's beautiful.
One day he did ask me to dress up in swaddling clothing.
He brought you your own swaddling blanket.
That's right.
Come to find out, he thought you were sleeping in a manger.
Oh, yeah, we asked him to renovate our bedroom, and I come back, and there's, like,
donkeys. Both a major team.
There's hay and fucking donkeys. And he brought a bag and said, here's some swaddling for you. I'd like to see
you. Oh, my God. Hey, you know what? Unfortunately, I was looking at my phone and I was looking at the UFO OMG,
uh-huh.
and I couldn't get one of them to open. My phone's fault. I lost a good connection.
Oh no!
I'm interested to hear about a couple of those stories that they were talking about on there. You mind getting into that or not?
I don't mind at all, but I have to post shit. I don't really have time for that because I'm more focused on Hypersloth and work and shit. So most of it is I, like, read something and I post a summary and just link to the article.
Right.
I can't really speak with any expertise, but, yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, I wondered about the one that said even photographers can't take good pictures of UFOs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the big complaint. Like, every UFO picture, well, not everyone, but most of them are blurry and they're so fucking far away. And, I mean, you try just taking a picture of a plane with any kind of photo, any kind of camera from the ground, and it's going to be hard. Then, you know, add on top of that, holy shit, some kind of panic or excitement, and it doesn't work. So a lot of what everybody's been wanting is like, well, why can't a professional photographer, it would be nice if a pro photographer with a $1,600 Canon D whatever happened to see one, then they could take a really good picture. And so the whole article was specifically about these two guys who are professional photographers, and they saw UFOs, like, on the job and happened to have all their shit, and their pictures still turned out like shit. Because it's more
maybe
about,
it's just, like, the speed of a UFO or something, or what some kind of energy it puts off that our cameras can't photograph correctly.
It could be that. I mean, who fucking knows? I mean, it could be...
I don't know. That was me reaching out on a limb.
Some kind of field they emit.
Make excuses.
Speed. I think really it's
right.
I mean, the shit happens so fast that honestly, if you have a better camera, there's more shit you got to fucking deal with to get a good picture. Because you've got to worry about f-stop. And
yeah, exactly. It's not a snap and shoot or a point and click.
Right. So,
you know, and I saw this thing last night on, I don't know what channel it was on, but it was about UFOs. And this pilot was seeing like six of these glowing orbs while he's trying to land an airplane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, freaking out, and they have it on the radio or whatever. And he lands the plane safely, and, you know, they kind of blow it off. But then all over the news, like, the next day, is like, all these people saw these floating, like, yellowish orbs that were moving, like, super fast and disappearing, then coming back, whatever. So this guy's, like, trying to explain what happens, and he's on there saying that some kind of energy is released from the middle of the Earth that creates these orbs. And I'm like, man, that is way more less likely than fucking if it was UFOs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm like, that's fucking impossible. That makes no sense. And that's how they're, like, trying to explain it off.
It's weird, man. I mean, I'm really kind of new to it all. I've had a passive interest in it. Just to me, it seemed like common sense. Like, yeah, there's fucking UFOs and aliens. No big fucking deal. So I never, like, dove into it. But only recently have I really kind of looked into it. So I'm still don't really know a lot of, like, the big cases or whatever. But,
is there anybody that could honestly say that they're not interested in the story or even the folklore of the UFO?
I mean,
it goes back so far. I mean, some cave writings have, like, UFO shit on them and whatnot.
Exactly. And you would think, I mean, this is what, I'll tell you what really got me into it was I read a book by a reporter named Leslie Keen, and she's award-winning. I mean, she does, like, real journalism. And she wrote this book that I kept seeing recommended called, it's got a long title, UFOs, Generals, and, you know, Authoritative Badasses Go on the Record. And it was basically, every chapter was some high-ranking official somewhere saying, I don't know what the shit's fucking real. They didn't go so far as to say it's alien, but they're like, there's something fucking there for sure that we don't know what it is. And so her whole standpoint was like, look, air travel's a big fucking deal, and there's obviously these things that we can't explain that pilots have to fucking deal with. Isn't it odd that nobody takes it seriously? Isn't that a little bit strange? And
just human nature to not want to know, you think? Denial?
I don't know.
It's like me and a drinking problem?
It seems like the opposite
not
of human
there.
Nature.
If you don't acknowledge it, it's not there.
Right, but I mean it's a huge fucking safety issue. So either, but
well,
nobody
if they take like something tragic. Who's to say that maybe one of these fucking airplanes that disappears doesn't just fucking smash into a UFO or get shot down by a UFO or something?
Right, or even if it's not that dramatic, maybe they saw one and it just caught their attention so much they fucking crashed.
No, that's true. So it's not my theory that we were put here by aliens and they're going to come back and feed on us that got you interested in UFOs in general.
Well, no, like I said, I there's some things that I just always assumed to be true, and that was one of them. So I never...
Okay.
That seems like common sense.
I appreciate that.
So why would I pursue interest in it?
I agree with you 100%. No need to explore that theory any farther.
No, it's that one's nailed down. That's quite obvious, I think.
Wait till they see us basting in our vape juices. Basting our innards like our outers.
I think you might be working with them. Basting in our vape juices.
Hey, quiet. Uh-oh. We're going to have to get rid of this whole show now. Shut down the show. He's on to us.
Uh-oh. That vaping I did didn't come to you in a quote-unquote dream, did it? Where a gray alien was...
funny? Yeah. It came to me, and I woke up in like a strange place. And David Lee was there.
No.
David Lee was telling me to come toward the light.
What'd the light smell like?
Turns out the light was a cooler in a 7-Eleven. You guys have a 7-Eleven in that city, don't you?
No. We have an Exxon.
What? Dude, is it open 24 hours?
It might be. I don't know why it would be, though, because we're in Dry County. Sober people don't go out that late, do they?
Well, they smoke and drink Mountain Dew pretty late.
That's true. There's a lot of Mountain Dew and cigarettes around here.
Is there? I'm sure there is. Like any good small town America built on Mountain Dew and tobacco products. This city runs on Mountain Dew.
That's what it says on the billboard driving into town. Mountain Dew country.
Fill her up. Does it really say Mountain Dew country? Wouldn't surprise me. They should buy that from you. We should pitch that to them.
Oh,
they know it.
Oh, my God. I gotta
tell
you.
This is citric acid country.
Dude, seriously, I was sitting outside the local supermarket, which is small. It's not like a chain.
That's creepy sounding.
But we pulled in so the wife could go in there and grab some bullshit. And while she's in there, I'm sitting in the vehicle just waiting. And this girl who works there, I'd seen before, and she's a young girl. She must be 20, 21, petite brunette.
Big boobs?
No, not big boobs, but big enough. Mouthful. And this girl comes out, and I figure, okay, she's on her break, which I guess she was, but it's the first time I've ever seen a female, especially a mildly attractive one, break out like a can of Skol and put a big fucking chaw between her mouth.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what? Yeah.
Talk about fresh breath.
No, okay, well, wintergreen.
What is worse, you think, kissing someone that just had a big fucking dip in or kissing somebody that just smoked a cigarette?
I'd go for dip in a heartbeat, dude. I'd kiss a dip.
Wait, even though you might get some dip juice in your mouth?
That's fine. I'll take it. I'll take it over the taste of cigarette smoke. I've had that.
Right. Well, you were a smoker at one point, though, so I thought maybe you could stomach the taste of a cigarette.
It's a horrible. I can stomach it, but it's horrible. It's like dishing a fucking ashtray. I'd rather, if you kiss somebody who's been dipping, it's probably just more like eating a piece of spearmint gum.
I would say so. You probably get like super energized by the nicotine.
Yeah, and then your jaw falls off.
Wonder if she could blow you with a fucking chip with a dip in. Wonder what that would feel like.
Dude, I will find out and let you know next show.
You let me know. Please do. I can't wait.
I'll get in line.
I'll throw $20 in the hat.
I'll buy a six-pack of Skol, and she'll check me out. And be like, three of these are for you, babe. Meet me out back.
Keep me by the dumpster.
That's right.
Get a ticket for a ride. Talk about dumpster diving.
I have a big hard-on.
Be behind the dumpster.
I have a big hard-on with some Skol sprinkled on top. I'll be like,
pour a Mountain Dew on your cock to make it hard.
Let me shove this between your cheek and gum.
Oh, my God. There's a great T-shirt right there. Just a pinch between your cheek and gum. More like back of your throat and your tonsils.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a knob between the back of your throat and your tonsils. Have we forgot to even say what the call-in number was?
I think we had.
We've
been so excited.
646-478-0616. Sorry, we fucking did the whole show without you, the audience, the most important people here. But it's just you weren't meant to be in today's show. 646-478-0616. Give us a call before it's too late. How did we do that?
We got so excited about the Skype experience.
I know. It's crazy. It is. It's like a whole different show almost. It
feels like good old days.
It does. I mean, people don't realize it, but when you're on live radio, the delay can – I mean, there's still a little bit of a delay, but, man, the delay can really fuck you up.
Oh, yeah. How's it sound? It's the first time I've used the real mic in a while.
Sounds great. Everything sounds good, dude. You're solid gold.
Sweet.
The only thing I would suggest
– yes.
And this is only because we're recording it on the video, too – is that you're to the left in your screen. There you go.
Ooh, there
now you're a little to the right. Now you're a little to the right. There you go. Perfect.
I might get the mic in there,
too. Appreciate that.
Is it? No.
Well, hell yeah.
There's the mic.
How are they going to know you're legit?
That's right, bitches.
So what'd you do? It looks like you tore down, like, your wall shit behind you, your foam and whatnot.
No, this is my audio booth. When we talked to Skype before, it was offices out there. This is just a closet that's the audio booth.
I gotcha. Nice. Looks good in there.
It's a bunch of junk.
You know, I meant to tell you that I sold my first Go Animate program today.
What? Really? What does that mean?
Yeah, check it out. If you go to the Go Animate website, you know, and put in our credentials, you can see that my wife did a voiceover for a product line that I represent.
No shit.
And what's funny about it is, a while back I sent these guys just a joking thing I made with two of the guys from the division in it, right? I just found like two goofy looking guys and I put them in it and I sent it to them just as a joke.
Uh-huh.
And the guy calls me up and is like, "Hey, dude, you think you could do like a legitimate one of those for us?" I'm like, "Yeah, I guess." So 1 minute and 13 seconds later, here we are, and they're paying me $400 for it.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
And they're already writing a second one.
Is that what you sent me? You sent me a text, but I didn't have my phone on me for days.
No, you didn't see that one. You should play that one live on the air right now.
Hang on, I got to do something real quick.
Do you have your phone?
I don't, but my Skype is it's running low. I haven't... I've got to recharge the account for some reason, I guess, because I'm using the phone. And I haven't used Skype in so long that I can't charge my credit card, so I just need to update the credit card. So keep talking. I'm just going
to
update the credit card.
That happened to us like a year ago, did it not?
Right, yeah. So I guess it charges once every – it costs like fucking peanuts, but I need to update that.
$50, right? Or no, you don't do the whole unlimited year for $59?
I didn't know that existed. I'll do it now.
That's how I've got it. Yeah, that's how I've got it.
Well, ooh la la. Mr. Skype.
Hey, I'm just telling you because when someone's doing a professional fucking radio show, dude, nobody fucking has to stop and get their credit card charged, okay?
Well, you took me to task.
I did take you to task. Damn it.
You dressed me down.
Powerade talk.
I feel like
they don't call it weekend. They call it fucking Powerade, Jack.
You just ripped the frills off my fucking coat and my medals off.
I don't want to say it, but I kind of hulked up on you there.
You did.
I need a nice Hulk haircut. Remember the Hulk's haircut? That was like, talk about a no-nonsense haircut.
That was just a bowl haircut.
Right, like long. Somehow it was a shaggy bowl. It's like a bowl of mozzicholi.
That was mozzicholi.
It's like a fucking kind of like square, weird shape. It's not really square. It's kind of pointy on the end. Little spaghetti pieces, like noodles.
That's all.
You are not familiar with mozzicholi?
No.
I guess it's not spaghetti. It's macaroni. It's actually a whole different genus.
Okay.
It's the macaroni species.
It's a species of pasta.
Yeah, it's not spaghetti, it's macaroni. So now are you recharging your account, or what are you doing right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the place where it'll let me do that. But hey, I'm not kicked off yet, so that's the only reason I'm dealing with it now is I got a little pop-up that said, hey, you're out of fucking money. We're about to end this call.
Right. My guess is they won't kick you off in the middle of a fucking call, would they?
They better not.
You are going in and out on the one call, though, I can tell you that, on the little screen. You're staying up on the big screen.
As long as I'm on the
big screen. We don't even know if I'm on the show right now, do we?
We don't, technically.
One of the best ones ever.
You're on a three-way call, so you should be on the show. If not, I'm going to lay the blame on Blog Talk Radio. All right.
Want to play a tune real quick?
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm going to take a leak. We can take it into the VIP afterwards. You got time for the VIP if you still have money?
I got a few minutes. Oh, I'm about to load it up. I'm going to take a leak too. But yeah, it's going to tune.
All right. Beer is food. Sound good?
That sounds apropos.
All right. Beer is food. Here, we're going to feed your ears with a little beer is food right now. See you in 3 1/4.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching, open them all to mirth. Spend all day sweet sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of good men.
That was our classic, Beer is Food. You know, when you want to, when you jam them with Hyper Sloth, man, it's all about sex, drugs, and cocks and holes.
Oh, my God. Yes, it is. That's right.
Women's holes, of course. Women's holes.
Sure. And men's cocks. Let's get that straight.
That's what they say, though, right? Mm-hmm. Sex, drugs, and cocks and holes.
I've never heard that before. Thank you for...
I just made it up during the break. I can honestly tell you that.
Sex, drugs, cocks, and holes. My God.
That's why I had to say it right away so I didn't forget it. Now it's immortalized on Blog Talk Radio. No. You said it first. I don't see there's no reason that can't not be a T-shirt.
I'm jotting it down right now.
That could be Vivid Entertainment should make that their T-shirt, their slogan.
That should be a TV show on Netflix.
It should be. And it should, you know what? It should start nothing but midgets.
That's right.
You know what? I don't understand any of those shows. Are you watching any of those like shows that people like insist on watching about the medieval times or whatever with that Dinklage guy, I think is his name?
No, I do
Peter
like
Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
It seems like an appropriate name for a little man.
It does. He's so Dinklage. Look at him, so Dinklage.
Right, he's Dinky Dinklage. That's what they should change his name to Dinky Dinklage.
Dinky Dinklage. But no.
You know what? Let's have him be the evil leprechaun in our movie.
Yes, he should be. Peter Dinklage, give us a call. 646-478-0616.
Dinky Dinklage. At your service.
Tell us where the gold's buried.
Polish me shillelagh. That's the best Irish person.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Sex,
obviously,
drugs,
I'm not very good at it.
Should be a sex, drug, shillelaghs and holes.
Yes, exactly. No reason you couldn't hurt or sodomize someone with a shillelagh.
No. There's plenty of reasons why you shouldn't.
I actually think that shillelagh means sodomy in like ancient Gaelic or something.
In Gaelic, that's right. Right. Isn't that carved on the side of Stonehenge?
Shillelagh.
Shillelagh.
I don't know. Shillelagh is just a funny word. It's a fun word, is it not?
Yes, it is. I have a blast every time I hear it or say it.
Every time I grab me shillelagh.
So I got to go wag me shillelagh. Yeah, pardon me.
You sound like an Irish cop from like a movie from the 1940s.
Hey, don't make me beat you with my shillelagh. I'll enjoy it too much.
Maybe that's why they started calling it a beat, because cops were walking around beating people with shillelaghs.
So that's it.
Walking the beat.
The cops were Irish and had shillelaghs, and now cops all have batons. Maybe that's an evolution of the shillelagh. Isn't it the cop baton?
Maybe it is. Yeah, it is. I think they call it a nigger knocker or a hippie cracker. I mean, they got all kinds of names for shillelaghs.
A nigger knocker?
You never heard that?
That's my favorite DVD. Nigger Knocker 4.
Oh, my God. That backdoor nigger knocker.
Backdoor nigger knockers. Oh, my God, dude. I'm in an enclosed room the size of a closet, and I'm still looking over my shoulder to make sure nobody's listening.
Dude, this is, you know what? It's just funny. It's not like I don't want anything to do with backdoor nigger knockers. Stay the hell away from me. Okay, backdoor hippie crackers. How's that?
I thought that was a hip-hop group from the 90s, the backdoor nigger knockers.
They were. You know what? The weird thing was that they just like they played on doors. They played their instruments on doors.
Oh, it was like, doors. It was like stomp. It's like that group Stomp.
Yes, it's Stomp.
All black.
Stomp with your knuckles.
So they hit doors and windows of clubs.
No, they just use their knuckles mostly. It's like the blue man group in blackface knocking, just using windows as windows and doors as musical instruments.
So during the day, they drug the knuckles on the ground, but for shows at night, they were banging doors.
That's right.
God
damn.
That's
exactly right. They built up a nice knocking callus.
Knocking callus.
You know what you were talking about? Did you watch, what was it, High Plains Drifter the other day you were watching?
We caught the last 30 minutes of it, apparently.
Ah.
I've still never seen it.
I was going to say, at the beginning of High Plains Drifter, is about as close to a fucking rape scene as you will see represented in any movie ever. You have to see the stranger, like, have sex with, like, the blonde lady. You know who she is. Like, the hot-looking chick on the whole show.
I thought he was a good guy.
She, like, hates him and is spitting in his face and all this shit and, like, yelling at him.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, grabs her and takes her in the stable and fucks the shit out of her. Right?
Really?
And, like, throws her to the side or whatever. He, like, squirts his load on her and then he's like, see ya. And she, like, instantly falls in love with him, of course.
Well, yeah, isn't that how it always works?
It is. I mean, every woman falls in love with her rapist, right?
That's what I found to be true. It's kind of a problem after a while.
I'm just, obviously, back then they didn't give a shit. You would not get that through standards now. There's no fucking way.
No. Well, it's because women are sluts. You know, back then, if you got raped, it was like, thank God, I finally got fucked.
Yeah, exactly. God, I can't believe he got through all those fucking layers of panties. He must have really wanted it.
That's right. That chastity belt my dad made and put on me with loving care.
And which is especially a pain in the ass if your dad happened to be the blacksmith.
Or the rapist.
The therapist?
Yes, the therapist.
I'm kidding. So, yeah, I just so you need to watch the beginning of that. I don't know if you want your son to particularly see that, though. I mean, I'm guessing, being related to you, he's already kind of a misogynist, but this will really put him over the fucking top.
Yeah, he hates and loves women. He loves them for all the wrong reasons.
He loves them to hate them.
That's right.
Hey, how's Cookie Monster doing?
Well, I haven't had to fire Cookie Monster up yet, although the grass is getting kind of long. So, might be soon. The horses can't keep
kind of retired Cookie Monster to, because you got that truck now?
Well, I mean, the truck doesn't cut the grass, so I got to use
right.
Cookie Monster to cut the grass, and the horses can't keep up with it. It's growing too big. It rains so goddamn fucking much here.
You know what you need? A couple of goats.
I've thought about that, but, man, I don't want to. I'd have
you
to put up.
What do you do with a goat? Feed it your garbage. Feed it your tin cans. It can eat all your beer cans.
Oh, wait, I had goats when I was a kid, but you got to have a different type of fence for that, and I don't want to build another goddamn fucking fence.
What kind of fence do you have to have for a goat? Just a farm fence?
Well, the goats, I mean, right now, I just got
close
like...
together shit.
I got like 5 lines of barbed wire. A goat will just fucking squirt through one of those. You need like tighter shit. Fuck that. Fuck goats.
Too much work. Goats are fucking equal work. Fuck goats.
That's right.
And you can't even, I mean, they don't, I guess they could give you milk, theoretically. Would your family drink goat milk? Or goats stink too much?
I mean, I've had goat milk and I've had goat meat, but shit.
Right, goat meat's not that good.
It's not that good.
If I recall correctly.
Nor is goat milk. Tastes like a goat.
Right. No wonder it makes such a funky smelling cheese.
That's right.
Like somehow goat cheese is like super dry fucking cheese. I mean, how do you make a dry cheese?
Well,
that seems to defeat the purpose.
If the milk creating animal just eats nothing but filth and trash and refuse, it can't produce good stuff.
I guess you're probably right. Like it's going to, on your farm, I could just see it eating like rubber tires and cans.
Yes.
It's like a poor goat with his little fucking beard going, and he's chawing away.
Instead of burning the burn pile, I'll just throw some goats on it. Eat that fucking shit.
Just let him whittle it down to nothing.
Yeah.
No, see, goats aren't even useful. You need a couple beavers, probably.
Yeah, I definitely need a couple of beavers.
I watched it. Are you familiar with beavers at all?
I'm not sure how to answer that. But,
that's a loaded question.
Yeah, it is a loaded question. I love a loaded beaver.
I love a hairy beaver.
I like to beat a beaver with a shillelagh.
with a metaphoric shillelagh.
Yeah, a metaphoric.
You know what? It just was the craziest thing I saw. They like mate for life and shit. I mean, they take family life seriously. I think that in grade school, they should make part of sex ed, like watching how a group of beavers gets along together. I think the world would be a better place if we learned more from beavers. But smelled less like them.
Hang on. I think the world would be a better place if we learned a lot from beavers but smelled less like them. Gold. Fucking gold, dude.
Gold. With it, see, in the thing for the show today, I did put braingasm.
Braingasm? Holy shit.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Oh, it was in the tags, actually. I wanted to do a tag that I knew no one else would have. Not that it'll ever come up anywhere, but so what? That's why the last couple times I put, like, sports and stuff into our tags, because I would love for someone to tune in expecting, like, to find the score of the fucking Orioles game, and we're actually doing that bit on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Changing up to the Crips and the Bloods. I say we release that as a fake story.
I say you're right. But you're also right about another thing, is adding sports in, because even though we don't talk about sports, I think we appeal to the same sort of obnoxious jackass that is into sports, like us. I mean, we're not into sports.
I agree with that.
You know, we're dudes. We're guys.
You know, you're home during the day because you work from home. I don't know if you've ever seen Hoda and Kathy Lee. Are you familiar with that show in particular?
No, what is it?
Well, they're on, like, Good Morning America, or one of those shows. And they're just two people at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning just talking, but they drink these huge fucking goblets of wine. Like, they have these wine glasses. I shit you not, Rufus, that are, like hold a whole fucking bottle of wine, and they, like, drink the wine during the show.
In the morning.
And I was thinking, and they're always like, have a sip with us or whatever. It's Wino Wednesday or some Thirsty Thursday, shit like that. And I'm thinking, you know what? It's only a matter of time till some lady fucking guzzles a bottle of wine, has to, like, go pick up her kid, you know, and I thought we should write a fake story that already happened and be like, the lady had just picked up her dog and cat from the vet and picked up her son and daughter from school and then somehow ran into her mother's senior citizen bus and killed everybody on board that and herself, and they would put Hoda and Kathy Lee in jail.
Oh, my. Is it Kathy Lee Gifford?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Wow. She's still alive and relevant. That's crazy.
Here's probably something you want to know. That on this show, Kathy Lee Gifford admitted she had a hairy pussy and vagina. That she does not shave at all. And then the other lady, Hoda, admitted that she had the landing strip.
Wait. You mean currently she has the big... Yes,
she's still rocking the big bush.
I'm not sure if that's good info or not.
Well, something you can take to bed with you tonight.
Oh, great. Looks
put
like
it in the,
I'll be drinking a lot more beer.
I thought we were all trying to smell less like beavers.
Put it in the spank bank.
She does still have a nice body for an old bat, though. She also knew that all her teeth are faked.
It's because they got yanked out grooming that bushy-ass fucking beaver.
She was at a dinner party. This is so funny. She was at a dinner party, and she was talking to somebody, and, like, her fucking front tooth, like, fell out and onto the floor.
What?
Yes. Like, her cap came off her tooth, and it just, like, fell onto the fucking floor.
Oh, my God.
She had to pick it up and put it in a napkin and take it to, like, of course, she has a neighbor who's a dentist or something, and they fixed her right up. But
she probably has a dentist.
Of course.
The live-in.
On call. She obviously does not have a live-in waxer.
Or even a landscaper.
I'll tell you what, dude. For my back, you know my back's been hurting. So I put, like, one of those icy hot patch things on my back.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of hair on my back, but when I went to take that fucking thing off, my wife did anyways, oh, my fucking God, was that painful. I cannot imagine doing that to your fucking crotch. I really can't imagine doing that to your crotch.
I can't imagine putting an icy hot on your crotch to begin with.
I bet someone has.
Yeah, probably so.
You should put some oil Del Rey on your cock and see what that feels like.
Oh, man, that shit's awesome, dude.
Oh, you got it right there?
I got the box. The bottle's in the kitchen.
Ah. Comes in an aluminum dropper bottle now. How fancy is that?
God damn, that shit's awesome, dude.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Rufus, they don't, they're not translating it into English anymore.
What? What? That lends it kind of mystique, you know? It's like, ooh, I'm really
well, I mean, I'm thinking we still need to just repackage the shit.
Okay, that too.
Honestly. We need to corner, just fucking make the shit ourselves.
The corner of the fucking...
Stupid not. Just another 420 product USA, you know what I mean? To sell at the fucking checkout line at the head shop.
Absolutely.
Register. Pa-ching. Pa-ching.
Yep.
So I've actually got the last things, the raw rollers coming for the... We'll be done with the kits as soon as we get these rollers and the label.
Awesome.
So... And we've also got some West Coast representation. My cousin David, who used to work for Burton Boards. Burton, you familiar with him at all? He wants to rep the product on the West Coast.
Really? And who's this?
Yeah, my cousin. My cousin David. He sings in a band called The Few. We're going to have him on the show, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. God damn, we should have some people on the show. Especially
yes, we
some
should.
Of the cool.
And we should give out the phone number more, but no sense in giving it out now since we're not live right now.
This is true. Yeah, we do. Now that we finally, goddamn, we got back to the way it should be, we can get the format down and really kind of stick to some protocols.
This is awesome, dude. This fucking feed is the best we've had since you were in Austin for like those 2 weeks.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Hallelujah is right.
About fucking
finally.
Time.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I tried to call you earlier. I don't know if you got my voicemail or my video message or anything.
No, I saw it. I was working out, so I was like, I'll get back to him. And then I got done working out, and the kid wanted to do some Lego bullshit. And then by the time that was done, I was like, well, it's time for the show. So, and I did play. I played the video message, and Skype fucked it up. It's like after the first words, it just went, and I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah, Skype did fuck it up.
Okay,
Skype,
good.
I could even watch it back.
Okay, cool, cool. I didn't know if it was just me.
No, I thought it was me, actually, but I don't think it was. I do not think it was. Hey, we should play another tune, dude. We need to remember to rotate the tunes in and out.
Want
to play another one?
Absolutely. I'm probably going to sign off if we're going to play a tune.
All right. I'm going to – well, see what – you know what I've noticed lately? When we play a tune at the end of the show, like say I'm going to play the tune right now, right after the tune's over, it kicks me off.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to see if that happens tonight since we've got a different – well, when you hang up, the show's going to be over, right?
Yeah, shit, it might be. Well, yeah, I'll stick around for the tune.
Well, I've got an end episode button, so I don't get it. Well, let's just see what happens after we play the tune. We're going to play you know what? I'm feeling a little fried eggs and ham, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind. I love
fried eggs and ham.
Bitch.
The song is delicious as its namesake. So check it out, people. We'll see you next Tuesday, whatever the date is. The time will be 8 Central, 7 East, 7 Central. God, am I ever going to get that right?
8,
you know
five,
when I'll get it right
nine.
When we're on the same time.
Yes.
Are we ever going to be on the same time, though? Or not?
I don't
know.
No. We're never.
We
won't
be. Move back to Nicaragua. It was somehow I could figure it out better then.
She had to do that in a heartbeat.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll check you folks. Check us out, www.hypersloth.me, and we'll see you next week. Give us a howl, Roof.
Woo, 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 woo!
Yes. Check you out.
I take a menu, please.
Fried eggs and ham, bitch. I like it. Slap it on a plate with my teeth. I bite it. I suck it in my gut. Metabolize it, do it like the Donner Party. Cannibalize it, your fried eggs and ham, bitch. Full of protein, trying to take my plate. Ha, you see me get mean, snap your neck and leave you in a ditch. Now I'm going back for seconds, cause I need my fix of fried eggs and ham coming from the farmland. Where they got the fat beans and the chickens on hand. Take a chicken egg, hold it up to the light. If you see a little chicken side, you know it ain't right for breakfast. Omelet or a quiche, you be chomping chicken bones, chicken feathers and a beak. Your fried eggs and ham, bitch, better than the weed. Might not get you high, but your belly it will feed. If you're hungry, you need a hearty meal. Yo, fried eggs and ham, bitch, is the real deal.
Fried eggs and ham.
Fried eggs.
Fried eggs. because it does a body good. I be tracking it down everywhere like a member, but I do it for a face style. I'm a breakfast food of files, stacking up the plates like I'm Julia Childs. I eat it on the East Coast, eat it on the West Coast. I have it down south with a biscuit or on toast. Fried eggs and ham, bitch.
Thanks for listening to Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.